All right. Ken, 1 minute.
Sure. I profoundly disagree with the previous speaker, and I think the committees are made to be answerable to the board and not vice versa. Therefore, if any director feels the need to make at least one statement on an issue before a committee, the director should be encouraged to do so because that's the way in which diversity of opinion is gathered in advance to know what can be anticipated when it gets back to the board for approval. I would like to make an amendment to this amendment, a secondary amendment, to substitute the word shall for may regarding the ability to speak, so that it would say shall be permitted to speak rather than maybe to speak.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't wait for the member to finish speaking. Okay. Is the member finished?
Oh, go ahead.
There's a motion.
My point of order is that I believe with a substitute and one amendment before us, we cannot entertain additional amendments until after we've voted them.
We can have a substitute, and I can have amendment
primary
to the
secondary
substitute.
Amendment.
I think that's my ruling. We can have
your ruling is what? Repeat, please.
We can have amendment to the substitute motion.
Okay.
Thanks. Okay. So, go ahead, Ken. You're done.
Yeah. My motion was to amend the amendment to substitute the word shall for may.
That's right. And I did not hear any second. For lack of second, we just move the stack on to Patty.
I think I was next.
Oh. Okay. Go ahead, Dave.
The reason it's important to have members able to attend executive sessions is because we now have a contracts policy in particular that allows the coordinating committee to decide whether to forward a matter of review of a contract to the board or not. And so I think that it's important that all board members have the opportunity to hear discussions, which are in executive sessions by their nature because it's about contracts. So they have to be able to attend. The reason I favor the language about the notification being specific is because reasonable notice can be interpreted in many ways and is vague. Saying that you send the notice of meeting makes it very clear what satisfies reasonable notice. So, for example, if a committee has to go into executive session during the course of the meeting, how do you provide reasonable notice? So this just specifies that. I agree with Mary, however, that if members can be present on any call and can speak to any issue, that it does increase the amount of time that committees have to take to process their items. What I think is that there's likely to be more consensus on the former part, so I'd like to move to divide the question and consider the first half separately from the second half, the first half being noticing and attendance, and the second half being the question of the speaking rights on the committee. So I'd like to divide the substitute, and it's my understanding that the amendment that Ken just suggested would be, that's not before us, but that Rip's amendment would then be considered only to the second half of it. And I'd also like to move to extend time by 10 minutes to allow us to finish this. So I'm moving to extend to, I don't know if I can do both at the same time.
No.
I'll just move to divide and let someone else. I'm going to move to divide and I'll let someone else move to extend. Is there a second?
Yes,
I'll
second.
I second it.
Okay. Move to divide. Okay, so we'll.
I'll move to extend.
Who's that? Please state your name.
Deb, I'll move to extend.
For how long? How much?
10 minutes.
I second that, is Ray.
Seconded by Ray. Any objection to extending time for 10 minutes?
Yes, I object.
Okay. Then we take a roll call.
Okay. This is the motion by Shafto.
No,
to
motion.
Extend,
no,
to extend.
Motion by Shafto as amended by Rip.
This is Deb Shafto's motion to extend by 10 minutes. I'm sorry.
No. Oh, yeah, that's right.
As amended.
Yes. That's right.
This is the motion by Shaft to extend by 10 minutes.
That's right.
Okay. Ambrose Lane?
Yes.
Rob Robinson?
No.
Zarina Shakir? Rosalinda Montes Palacios?
Yes.
Mary Berg?
Yes.
LaVarne Williams?
Pass.
Patty Heffley?
Yes.
Ray LaForest?
Yes.
Bob Lederer?
Yes.
Thank you. Lisa Davis?
Yes.
Thank you. David Adelson?
Yes.
Alan Minsky?
Abstain.
Thank you. Darcy. Sorry. Shafto. Wait a minute. Bob Lederer said yes. Lisa Davis said?
Yes.
Okay. David Adelson said yes. I'm sorry. Alan Minsky?
Abstained.
Abstained.
I abstained.
Thank you very much. Sorry. Lydia Brazon?
Abstain.
Thank you. Teresa Allen says yes. Sandy Wyman?
Abstain.
Thank you. Ken Freeland?
Yes, and I'd like to be on the stack to speak to the motion.
Sorry.
No.
Okay. Rip Robbins?
I'll abstain.
Okay. And Mary Burke?
You asked me, and I did say yes.
I thought you said pass.
No,
yes?
I didn't say pass. I said yes. I'm sorry.
Okay, sorry.
In favor of, I vote.
And what?
Aye.
And Rob Robinson?
You voted
no.
Me?
No.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. We have one.
LaVarne
passed. Two people passed, so you have to go to them.
LaVarne? Hello?
Yes?
Okay, I'd like to vote.
I'm sorry, I thought you said yes.
No.
No.
Okay.
Said pass.
She said
pass. I abstain.
Okay, you abstain?
Yes.
Okay, is there someone else that needs to tell me about their vote?
Yes, Deb, you didn't ask me, and I say yes.
Okay. Yes.
All right, the motion passed.
Yes. Okay, I would like to say something. Deb, you didn't really check in when you came, and so that's why I didn't ask for your vote, because I had marked that you weren't here. Okay.
Oh, sorry about that. I thought when my voice came on and said my name that was enough.
And that you made a motion.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 yeses and 2 noes. Okay.
Okay.
So this passes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So let me make it clear here where we are. Deb Shafto's motion, as amended by Rip Robbins and Dave Adelson, wants to divide that motion as amended. Okay? So go ahead, Dave, and which part you want to take?
The motion is to dividing the first sentence and the second sentence. So
to
consider them separately.
Could you say that first sentence?
The first sentence is... Here we go. Second. It is that notice of all PNB committee meetings, excluding LSB meetings, shall be CC'd by the committee secretary or chair to the full PNB when they are transmitted to the committee, and that all directors shall be permitted to attend any such committee meetings, including executive sessions. That would be the first half that we would consider if we divide the question.
And the second half? Okay.
The second half is complex, given the amendment.
We vote on the first half.
All right.
Okay.
Let's go with the first half then.
We have to divide.
Mr. Chair?
Yes?
I was on
the motion to divide. It passed, right?
No.
No, it hasn't been voted on.
No,
yeah,
we
voted on. So
we did not.
That
was the motion to extend time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. All right.
No.
All right. So motion to divide.
All right. Motion to divide. A.C. Byrd?
Whoa. I asked to be on the stack to speak to this motion. Why do we keep rushing ahead without debate?
Who's this?
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Sorry. Please just ask for recognition.
I did one during the vote.
No.
But that doesn't count.
Ken.
Who's
Ken? You cannot just jump in here, okay? So just please ask the chair, and then, you know, if you want to speak. So let's go and take a look at the first. So, motion to divide. Any discussion on it?
Patty,
Mr. Chair, for the third time, I would like to be recognized to speak to the motion to divide.
Mr. Ken Freeland,
thank you.
Just ask for recognition. You don't have to make a commentary about it.
The question here...
I'm sorry. What I'm saying is, if you want to be acknowledged, just ask for acknowledgement. That's all.
Mr. Chair, you've said that about three times.
Third
time,
or fourth time, or 10 times, or anything like that.
Yeah.
I have the other people on this committee that also want to be recognized just as desperately as you do. So I respectfully ask you to please do not make commentary. Just ask for recognition.
I respectfully request to be acknowledged the first time I request to be acknowledged, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
You'll be acknowledged in the order in which the chair thinks.
I would hope so.
Thank you.
Okay.
So what we're going to talk about is we're dividing
the motion. The motion to divide the question.
Point of order.
Who's that?
Excuse me. I thought that was very rude.
Point of order.
Who was that?
Is Dave making a point of order?
No. Yes, go ahead, Dave.
I call the member to order.
Mr. Freeland, I respectfully ask you again to simply ask for recognition, no commentaries.
I believe I did so, Mr. Chair.
No, you did not.
I asked
and
to
I do
be
not
able
want
to speak to this question,
point
and then
order.
You inform me what I was going to speak about instead of allowing me to
speak. Point of order.
Okay.
There has been point of order, Mr. Chair. There has already been a point of order requesting that this member be called to order and not to continue this back and forth.
Point of information.
Mr. Freeland, you're out of order. And
so point of information is out of order?
Mr.
Point of information is out of order, Mr. Chair?
No, it's not.
Oh,
okay,
but
parliamentary inquiry then.
Mr.
Parliamentary inquiry, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Freeland, for the moment, I'm not going to recognize you.
Oh, I see. So we're into ultimate.
I'm going to
now.
Recognize other persons, and then I'll get back to you.
Start
so what I ask you is there's a discussion going on here whether we divide this motion, and I'm taking a list of the people that want to engage in that discussion. So please give me your name. I'll make a stack.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
This is Patty, who was on the previous stack, and I wish to be recognized as soon as this motion to divide has passed.
Thank you very much, Patty. Okay, that's Patty. That's one. Who else wants to speak on the subject?
Am I allowed to request to speak, or am I silenced completely, Mr. Chair?
Sure, well.
Point of order. I call the member again to order. That was a gratuitous and majority.
It's a parliamentary inquiry. I need to know whether I have the right to request it. I've already requested it five times.
You have not been silenced. The member has not been silenced. That part of the commentary.
I have been told I cannot speak. I need to know whether I can request to speak or not.
Freeland,
that's all I'm asking at this time. It's a very clear request.
Mr. Freeland, you can be part of the stack.
I can. Thank you, Mr. Chair. That's all I want to know. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Who else? Who else want to be on the stack?
Let's move
okay.
it, Mr.
Go
Chair.
Ahead, Patty.
If there's no one else on the stack, I would call the question as soon as
okay.
whoever's on
call
the
stack question.
Finishes.
All right. That's not debatable. So let's take
Point of information / order?
Sure.
Is she calling the question on all pending questions?
No, I'm calling
the
question. No,
on
the motion to divide.
Thank
you. I'm sorry, I didn't clarify that.
I second the call for the question on the motion to divide.
Thank you. Okay, Madam Secretary, take a vote. Any objection to that?
Any objection? Yeah.
I object.
Okay, we'll take a call.
Okay, A.C. Byrd, you move to divide?
No, to end debate.
To end debate on
move
the motion.
To end debate.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
On the motion to divide.
End debate on the motion to divide.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Brother.
And this is by Mary Byrd, I believe.
Yes.
All right. A.C. Byrd. All right. Rob Robinson.
Yes.
Thank you. Zarina Shakir. Zarina. All right, I'll come back. Rosalinda Montez Palacios.
Yes.
Mary Byrd?
Yes, here. LeVarne
Williams?
I.
LeVarne Williams?
Pass.
Patty Heffley?
Yes.
Ray LaForest?
Yes.
Bob Lederer?
Yes.
Lisa Davis?
Yes.
David Adelson?
Yes.
Alan Minsky? Alan Minsky. I'll come back. Sorry. Lydia Brisson. Lydia Brisson. I cannot hear Lydia Brisson. I'll try and come back. Teresa Allen says yes. Sandy Weinman. Sandy Weinman. Is anybody there?
Yes, I'm sorry. I was muted.
Okay, thank you. Ken Freeland?
No.
All right. Rip Robbins?
Yes.
Ambrose Lane?
Yes.
AC Bird? Okay, he's off the call, it apparently. Zarina Jakir?
Yes.
Thank you.
Deb Shafto?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm going to have to get out my white out here. Okay,
I've been whited out.
Deb Shafto?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Okay, yes. All right. Well, I'm coming. I forgot. If Mary Berg, have you voted?
Yes, I voted yes, here, and aye. I think I said all three.
Okay. LaVarne Williams, you passed previously?
Yeah, I passed. Yes. It's just yes.
You now say yes. All right. And Alan Minsky.
I will abstain again.
Abstain. Thank you. Lydia Brisson. I do not hear Lydia for the second time. Okay.
She's juggling between two meetings. Yep. One's in person.
All right. I believe the vote is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 yes, one no.
Yeah. So it required 2/3, so the motion passes.
Okay.
So
now
we go
motion to divide, huh?
Now motion to divide. We vote on that.
Mr. Chair, is there objection to the motion?
Is there any objection to the motion?
To that first part.
No objection.
I object, but I don't recall require a vote. I just want to be noted that having objected to a motion being passed without debate. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. So the.
So you want me to make a notation that he passed without objection, but Ken Freeland objected.
Passed with one objection.
Okay. All right.
Mr. Chair, this is Dave.
Yes, Dave.
I'd like to move to approve the first portion. I'd like to close debate on the first portion. I think we all agree that all members should come to all sessions.
I'd second that, Rip Robbins.
Second. Okay.
All right. So the motion is that we say resolve that notice of all PNB committee meetings excluding LSB meetings shall be by the committee secretary or chair to the full PNB when they are transmitted to the committee, and that all directors be permitted to attend any such committee meeting, including executive session.
The motion is actually a motion to call that question.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not on the we're not voting on the motion, right?
The question has been called on this first part of the motion. Any objection to that? No objection. It passes. Second part.
No, Mr. Chairman.
No, now we
point
vote.
Of order.
Now we go. Yeah, go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, so we close debate. So then we have to approve the substitution, and then we would have to vote the substitute.
Right, right.
Whoa. Point of order.
Just a second. Hold on. What we voted on is we voted to divide the motion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now what we have to do is we have to take each part, and there was a, Dave, you called the question.
On the first part only.
On the first part only.
Mm-hmm. There's no amendment to that part.
I asked if there's any objection to that, so that debate got closed, and
correct.
Now we're going to vote on it.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Is there any objection?
Point of information.
First part?
Point of information.
Sure.
What I just heard Dave Adelson say is that we are now voting on the substitute versus the main motion, but that's not the case.
No,
we have
part one.
What we are voting on is to accept part one as as the substitute, right? No,
that's right. That's exactly
I think
right.
How can we not deal with part two before, since it was a two-part motion and it's been divided? How can we move ahead with part one without considering part two?
Well,
we voted to do that.
Because it's a substitute motion.
They're two separate, and so we'll take care of the second part as well.
Mr. Chair, may I respond?
Sure.
The second part's mooted if we don't pass the first. The first part says you get to be there and be noticed. So can we just dispense with that?
But what does it mean to pass it? That's what I'm trying to find out.
What it means is if the first part passes, then it means that we've established the policy that the board is noticed when the committee is noticed and that any member may attend the session. Then we have to deal with what the rights of members with respect to speaking are, and there are competing alternatives on that.
Okay. No problem.
Okay. So any objection to the first part?
I'm sorry to say this, Mr. Chair, but I'm very confused as to what Mr. Adelson please repeat his motion or somebody?
Both of them or just the one we're going to vote on now?
It was Dave's motion.
Just a second here. Hold it, Mary. Hold it. Rip Robbins, when he...
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Just a second here, Mary. Let me talk first. I have the floor.
There were no amendments to the first part at all. The thing that we're doing has not ripped
Mary,
in, changed that.
Mary,
order.
I understand, Mary. There, Rip Robbins' motion got amended, and Dave divided the amended motion into two parts. First part, we just voted on it. We have no objection to that. Now we're getting the second part of it.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Okay.
We voted only to end debate on that first part.
No, we did not.
Did you recognize me, Mr. Chair?
We took a vote, Mary.
Did you recognize me, Mr. Chair?
I'm sorry?
Did you recognize me?
Go ahead, Dave.
We voted to close debate, and so my understanding is now that if you call for whether we can substitute that first part without objection, then if there's no objection to that, then we would call for a vote to approve the substituted first portion of the motion. So it would require two requests for passage without objection, and then at that point we would process the second portion of the motion, which
point of order.
Rip Robbins' amendment to et cetera, et cetera.
Point of order?
Yes, Ken.
Mr. Chair, when there's a substitute motion on the floor, the process is as follows. The substitute motion, in its whatever form it's finally taking, is perfected first. Then the main motion is perfected. Then the body decides whether it prefers the substitute motion or the main motion. That is the way in which a substitute motion is handled and a main motion. You cannot dispense with perfecting either of them before voting on one or the other. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Thank you. So what we're going to do here, we're going to the first part of the motion, amended motion that we close the debate on, we can go there, we can ask again. The first part, is there any objection to accepting that?
Point of information.
Yes.
What does it mean to accept it now? What are we accepting when we vote yes?
The first part of the amended motion.
We are accepting that this is the language of the substitute motion, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chair.
That's correct. And I've said it about five times, and I just don't know how else I can say it. We are not talking about the main motion. We are talking about a substitute motion that has been amended. And that got divided, and we took care of the first part, and we can vote on it now. Do we have any objection accepting that first part?
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Oh, God.
There was a motion by Dave Adelson about 10 minutes ago to call the question, and we passed that, so there is no debate. We just we voted to end debate on that first part,
to end debate.
So we need now to proceed to the vote.
That's
of
what
that
I'm
first
saying,
part.
Mary. That's exactly what I'm saying. Do
okay,
you have any objection to? Is there any objection to accepting that?
Mr. Chair.
Yes,
Madam
Secretary.
I would like to ask for clarification, and perhaps David Adelson can
what
help
is the
with this.
Somebody needs to read the motion to her that we're going to be voting on.
I understand this correctly?
What?
First,
what?
We did a motion to divide. It was by Adelson. It passed with only one objection. I thought immediately following that there was the first portion of the motion, which was the first sentence, and that passed without objection. Am I wrong?
No, you're
yes.
right.
No, I believe, Mr. Chair?
Yeah.
I believe we've never voted to substitute. And what
no,
we
can't.
Well,
what we need
order.
To do is vote to substitute. And actually, Ken is correct. I've checked Roberts. We actually have to perfect all the sections before we go back and vote. So my understanding is right now what we need to do is...
Okay, let's go to the second part.
First we have to accept that the first portion has been substituted for that corresponding portion in the original main motion.
No, you can't do that, Dave. It's out of order.
No, it's a substitute motion.
It's out of order. Oh, we haven't even talked about perfecting the main motion yet. You can't vote on a substitute
motion.
Without perfection of both motions.
This makes no sense.
All right, but Chair is going to make a ruling here, okay? And then we can talk about the... if you find something otherwise, then you can challenge it. Substitute motion, as amended, got divided into two parts, and Dave Adelson made the motion to divide it, and it passed. Then we went to the first part of it, and Dave made a motion to close debate on it. That passed. And immediately after that, I asked if there's any objection to accepting the first part. And Ken at that time said he objected, but he'll accept it and with objection. So the motion got passed. So the first part is accepted in the substitute motion.
Excellent.
Now we're going to go to the second part.
Mr. Chair, can I correct you, please?
Mr. Chair,
point
of order.
Okay, just a second here. Point of order. Go ahead.
Yeah, I understand where the confusion's coming from. My original motion to divide was framed as a motion to divide the substitute, not to divide the original main motion. So I
That's correct.
What Ken is saying. So I believe that having closed debate, you were correct and I was incorrect, that now we go to the second portion of the substitute.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Okay,
so we go to the
you.
Second
My
part
apologies.
Of the substituted motion.
Point of information.
As amended.
And I would like to... make a motion to postpone the rest of this till the next meeting because we're at time.
I second. Second. I second it. This is insane.
All right. So the motion to postpone. Any objection to postponing this?
I object.
Okay. Then we take a roll call. Go ahead, Madam Fisher.
All right. This is to postpone the...
everything regarding this thing.
Two amendments on the original motion
Dave.
For the next meeting.
Until when?
Dave Adelson.
Our meeting next week.
May 15th of 06. Correct? Okay, here we go.
Okay, motion postponed to the next meeting. On the 15th.
All right.
And Ken objected to that.
Are we ready?
Vote.
We just go to vote.
Rob Robinson?
Yes.
Serena Shakir. Sar Rondawa. I'm sorry. Pardon me. Mary Berg.
Yes.
LaVarn Williams.
Yes.
Patty Heffley.
Forrest.
Ray LaForest.
Yes.
Thank you. Bob Letterer?
Yes.
Lisa Davis?
Yes.
Thank you. David Adelson?
Yes.
Alan Minsky?
Abstain.
Thank you. Lydia Brazon?
Yes. I'm back.
Teresa Allen says yes. Sandy Weinman?
Yes.
Ken Freeland?
No.
Deb Shafto?
Yes.
Rip Robin?
Abstain.
Ambrose Lane?
Yes.
A.C. Bird? A.C.?
Madam Secretary?
Yes.
A.C. has had to deal with two deaths in his family this mm-hmm. week. So he's probably gone. He's down in North Carolina trying to...
Oh, geez.
So right, I think everybody ought to be aware of that.
If he's gone, then I'm going to mark that...
He might be back, but I just want you to know.
I appreciate that. Is there anyone whose name I did... Okay. Is there anyone whose name I did not call?
Yes, me. Rosalinda.
Okay, Rosalinda. Yes. How do you vote?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, thank you.
I don't think you called Lisa, excuse me.
Yes,
yes
she did.
You did.
Okay, sorry.
And I did call Zarina, yes. But I did not hear a response.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Zarina abstains, and can I just say, I'm going to have to get off the call because mm-hmm. I have a an event that I have to be at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Okay,
that
thank
I'm
you very much.
Doing the food for, okay?
Good night, Zarina.
Thanks,
Zarina.
Thank you. Good night.
All
okay,
right.
Madam Secretary, what's the vote?
The vote? 13. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 13, I have 13 yes and 1 no.
All right, thank you. And it gets postponed, and we'll continue with the next meeting on the 15th.
And may I...
Sure, Dave, go ahead.
Continue. I just want to tell people I'm, as just a friendly offer, I'm willing to make copies of the audio of this with decorations for you to give to your friends to let them know the important work you're doing on behalf of civic media. And I think particularly your friends in the theater may appreciate it.
Yes.
If anybody on the call would like me to make them a copy of such, I'm happy to do
that. Oh, I would love that.
Okay,
well, please email me so that we don't waste any further
that's
time.
That's right. Let's do that.
The next item on the agenda is the...
if you resume the chair, Mr. Chair.
Yes, yeah.
I think it would be good for the phone room, you know, when there's no calls coming in. They couldn't hear themselves.
So. We could play it
Mr. Chair.
During...
No.
Okay, so the next
chair.
Yes, Rob.
I would just like to point out that there are two or three members of this board on the call that have more than doubled the time that we're taking on the call,
that's out of order.
I would really ask you, pardon me.
I'm going to rule it out of order to
fine.
If you'd like to ask me to work better to maintain decorum, I'll try and do that. But
that was the thrust of my comment.
Okay, pardon me. We're all tired, and I appreciate everyone's forbearance. This is not easy. And I thank you all for being willing to stick with this. The next item is the committee to investigate charges of racism or sexism. Previous notice, the item's 30 minutes, 15 minutes allotted to the motion to rescind. Previous notice was given by Patty Hepley to rescind this. Before we speak on this topic, however, is Dan Siegel still on the line?
I don't believe so. I think he's planning on coming back when I call him for the executive session.
Okay. The question I had wanted to ask was whether it had to do with the question of, in this discussion, the rules surrounding the specification of members' names, particularly when there are accusations leveled at them. My understanding is that we're not allowed to specify in public session the name of any member being suggested for disciplinary action. So I just want to ask the board to please bear that in mind as we hold this discussion.
Mm-hmm.
So the motion to rescind by Hefley has been previous notice was given. Can you read that motion, Patty?
Oh, yes, I can. Be it resolved that the Pacifica National Board shall elect 5 directors to an ad hoc committee to investigate and report out to the full PNB all incidents of alleged racism and sexism by current PNB and LSB members throughout the Pacifica network. Further resolved that the committee is instructed instructed to report its findings to the Pacifica National Board. And if the committee finds that any PNB or LSB members' comments and conduct were injurious to the goals of the foundation, the committee is instructed to report resolutions containing its recommendations to the Pacifica National Board. A minority report or reports may also be submitted if desired by any committee members.
And the motion you're proposing is to rescind that previously adopted motion?
Yes, it is, and if I could...
Hold on. Is there a second to the motion to rescind?
Second.
The motion's been seconded. Okay, if you'd like to speak to your motion to rescind, and then it'll be open for debate.
Thank you. This resolution is so antithetical to Pacifica's values that it's shocking that it even has been brought this forward to have a committee investigating its own people at times when the board cannot even achieve quorum in its committees of doing business of the foundation is quite troublesome to me. But the larger issue on this is this board does not have the expertise to provide due process to those that may be accused, and therefore it doesn't have the moral right to conduct a quasi-judicial proceeding against them. You cannot have a fair trial for anyone in this issue. The potential for this to be abused for political purposes, as the selective focus of many of the supporters on this PNB have already shown, the supporters of this committee have already shown selective focus and have abused it for political purposes already, and the committee has not even...
Patty, I'm going to rule that out of order.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Okay. Been focused. There's been much mail distributed all over the network filled with things that are inaccurate and how one would filter through these items to find the truth and to find it against its own people, and then to have records in perpetuity about somebody's racism or sexism is really strange. And I would, if this does go through, then I would wonder if the member from New York, does he believe that the type of comments that he circulated, labeling
Excuse me, Patty, please speak to the motion. That's not
I'm
motion.
Speaking. If
this
it passes.
This is to reasons for, you're speaking to, the debate should be limited to the reasons for rescinding.
Okay, I am, right. Okay, so I believe, basically, as I've said, this board does not have the expertise, and it is, the potential to be abused for political purposes, is which has been shown, is improper and can only bring more time spent on these issues instead of the business of the foundation, which is in dire need. As we can see, we're on the phone call still at 3 hours later.
Okay.
That's my goal there.
Just in the interest of time, given that we only have 15 minutes for this and many people want to speak, would the board like to adopt a rule for itself that each speaker be limited to a given amount of time? I would suggest 2 minutes.
Yes.
1 minute.
Is there any objection to 2 minutes? Hearing none, I'll enforce it. I will let people know when there are 2 minutes are up, and I'll try and keep time as well. Although, actually, could I ask somebody else to keep time, because
I'll
it's very
time.
Hard. You'll keep time. Please be more loud than usual people know 10 seconds or 20 seconds before they're done, and
okay.
Then at time. Okay. Who would like to speak to the motion to rescind?
I would like to speak against that. I would like to speak to it. Yes.
Okay, I heard Lisa first.
To speak against it.
Okay.
I would like to speak against it as well, Rosalinda.
Okay, Rosalinda.
Lavarne.
I would like to.
This is Lydia.
That.
I'd like to speak against it.
I'm Alan Minsky.
All right, Lisa.
First of all, I want to say, again, emphasizing what the mission of Pacifica is, to investigate and to understand issues pertaining to racism. And I have heard so many things, so many condescending things about a committee that has even yet to be established. and people putting all these allegations in terms of this motive, which I think is ridiculous. Racism is a problem. You would not have this if people on this board did not continue to be subjected to it because other people do not understand about the issues of respect. We are not going to put a Band-Aid approach on this. A committee needs to be set up. These allegations are going on. I mean, it's just hypocritical, absolutely hypocritical to stand, talk about a station, oh, we believe in peace and justice, and then try to stop any kind of action to make sure that there's some true meaning to what we're talking about, and not just looking outside, you know, just say, well, we're going to put something on the air and think we're doing our job, and we have all these problems that are persistent here. It is a committee to investigate. We have set up all these other committees. We have found ways to hold, you know, meetings with people that we don't even see in person half the time. It is a committee. It is one that is needed. I say that, yes, we can, you know, and we can be. And to sit up there and to talk about people can't be, that's insulting to me. The committee hasn't even been formed. Don't base it.
Excuse me. Please don't go to the question of
20 seconds.
I'm sorry, I don't understand what you just said.
To accuse another member of basically being insulting in their comments, if that's what I'm understanding you saying, would not be appropriate.
Okay, well,
I'm going to ask everybody to please just keep to their reason for wanting to rescind or not rescind.
That's time, unless you want to extend.
No. She has the 30 seconds left. I interrupted her.
Okay. Then I will say that people should not automatically just, put false reasoning behind why this committee needs to be set up. The committee says it's wording why. There's evidence that shows that it does have to be. Racism is a serious issue in this country. It is a serious one. It's serious on this board. And for once, action needs to be taken.
This time.
Well, this committee is needed. This committee is needed. We need to not just talk about something theoretically. We need to talk about something and to show that we are taking action to stop this, to examine why this is going on. And
did you hear me at the time, please?
I'm sorry, but he said I could finish, and I thought I was
finished.
I
just wanted to finish your sentence.
Thank you. I haven't spoken almost all night long. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa. Next person is Mary.
Yes, I have two reasons. One has to do with the mission, and this, what our mission says is that we are to engage in activities that contribute to a lasting understanding between nations and between the individuals of all nations, creeds, and colors to gather and disseminate information on the causes of conflict between these groups and to solve these problems. The mission does not say that we are to investigate actual incidents of conflict like having a trial. This is not going to bring any understanding. I think we desperately need to have ongoing major training at every single quarterly meeting, if not more. And that we desperately need because I agree with Lisa totally about the racism in the board, in the stations, in the country. The second reason I have is that this motion doesn't even say how it would be populated, how this would be done. I think it would, there's nothing defined about it. And it's simply an open season on people accusing anybody they want without criteria as to what constitutes such an offense. None of this has been specified or designed. So on those two grounds, which are quite different from each other, I think that this should be rescinded. But I strongly say we have to have this training and consciousness raising at every single meeting, at least in person.
30 seconds
on the phone. Well, that's all.
Thank you. Rosalinda?
I would just like to either amend or make a substitute motion. And I would like to move that consideration of this be postponed until the June PNB meeting in New York after a day-long anti-racism training is held for this PNB.
Is there a second to the motion to postpone?
I second it.
Okay. It's been seconded. Discussion on the motion to postpone.
This is Teresa.
Go ahead, Teresa.
I would say I'm opposed to postponing this. The original motion came up, and then we had training on institutionalized racism. And I was frankly concerned that we had set up the training and then the motion came up. We didn't postpone this motion until after the training. So we've already had the training. And in fact, from my point of view and several other people that I've talked to, the training actually, what we learned from the training by Dr. Better would suggest that it's not appropriate for us to start individual investigations into all claims. So I would say it's not appropriate to postpone other training. We've already had the training, which suggests to me that rescinding is in order.
Okay, that's further discussion on the motion to postpone.
Bob.
I heard Lisa. Who else?
Bob.
Patty.
Bob. Lydia.
Patty.
LaVarne.
Lydia. LaVarne.
And Ray.
Wow. So we're going to spend our time talking about postponement. LaVarne. Ray. Sarv.
In that case, put me on David Allen.
Allen. Okay. By the way, I'm just going to take a moment. If we had had a... in place our agreement to have motions to postpone to one two against, we could have gotten to the substance or the postponement. In any case, Lisa.
Okay, I would be for postponement in this case. One, training is not at all sufficient to deal with this issue. There are so many levels of racism in terms of institutionalized racism, in terms of implicit bias that people have, in terms of all these things that continue to manifest itself in society. I was at that training with Dr. Better. Dr. Better did not say, I heard her say nothing like, well, you can't set up any kind of ways in society in terms of how you want to deal with this, or the board, nothing at all that Dr. Better said goes against the original motion or the committee that says that we're going to examine incidences of racism, you know, allegations of racism and sexism without specific, nothing. And in her study said anything like that would go against the intent of this mission, I mean, of that committee. And we need more training on racism, just like our six-hour seminar to think that we're going to, you know, get that out of people's minds and that people are going to change. Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
Thank you. Bob?
Well, I fully concur with what Lisa just said. I think that the manifestations of racism in this country do not escape those that call ourselves progressive, those of us who are white in particular. And while I think the training in Los Angeles with Dr. Better was excellent and was a good foundation and first step, we really didn't get into some of the subtler levels that, and it's no fault of Dr. Better, it was a matter of time. There's many levels in which it can manifest itself, and in many ways it's more vexing and difficult to identify and to put a stop to in an organization where everyone thinks that they are already fully anti-racist and therefore has nothing more to learn. And so the question of deep-seated power relations that maintain old kind of patterns of domination, the question
point
of
order, Mr. Chair.
What is the point of order?
I thought we had agreed we weren't going to interrupt when somebody was speaking.
Postponement, not the motions of rescinding?
Let me address Rosalinda's point. The reason I recognized that Rosalinda was because I thought it might be about what the person was saying at the time.
Okay.
So that is why I accepted the point of order at that point. This is about the postponement, and I do think that Bob is addressing the reasons for postponing. In other words, he's basically making an argument why we need before we consider this issue, as far as I can tell.
That's
so I'm going to allow him to continue, but please do speak primarily to the issue of the postponement.
Sure. Well, so the point is that there's a lot of levels we haven't gone to that I think are an important precursor before we make such an important decision about whether to revoke the first serious step we've taken to really institutionally take on the racism that exists within our ranks. So I think the training is essential first, and then we can have a more informed discussion and vote on the subject.